Welcome in. A little emergency edition here. Breaking news out of the Southeastern Conference. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. I never do. Never know when I do these things. But breaking news here. Just happened. Arkansas fired head coach Sam Pittman. We all saw this one coming. Bobby Petrino, interim head coach. This is official. It's about time, says Thogwar. Nah, it ain't going to be Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy's over the hill. We need to get over that. Unless he wants to be an offensive coordinator. But, and hell, we got Bobby Petrino, so we don't need his ass. Hunter, you're a check to follow? Chad Moore's to follow? I don't think so. Yeah, I think you had to get rid of Sam Pittman, though, after this. I mean, it kind of goes without saying. I thought they'd wait for the buyout to get lower, but when you just completely shit the bed against old Notre Dame, your ass has got to go. He's 32 and 34, won a couple bowl games. Arkansas's 2 and 3, just got absolutely destroyed by Notre Dame. And this is a tradition. If you're new here, hell, we didn't get to do this last year. This time it's not celebratory. I started this with Jimbo Fisher when he got his ass fired. We're carrying on the tradition. It's afternoon, so we're good, but we're going to pour one out for old Sam. We pour one out every time one of these coaches gets the axe. I'm going to miss him. You know, I knew it was the end for Sam when here's to you, Sam, by the way. When he didn't come to our table at media days, I was like, damn it, there go. That's the last chance we're going to get to hang out with Sam Pittman. Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, man. Pouring one out for the man. I'm with you, brother. I hate it. I mean, we love this guy. We absolutely love Sam. Going to miss him, but it was time, wasn't it? Sam, this is you,
save
brother.
One for Billy. Oh, shit. Shane's just taking shots. No, I do beer. I mean, this is I got a job, Shane. I can't be taking shots of liquor here at noon.
No, I know. The things we'll do for Sam Pittman, though. So apparently they came up with the money, huh?
Hey, is this good news or bad news for Tennessee? That's what they're wanting to know in the comments. Now Arkansas's got 2 weeks to prepare, as does Tennessee. But, man, who knows what Tennessee's getting on the field when Bobby Petrino rides into town.
Yeah, it's going to be cutting loose, right? And I think that was always one of the biggest concerns for me with Arkansas was, you know, they always talked about complementary football.
Yeah.
And it felt like we weren't doing that. The offense was making life difficult for the defense by scoring quick, you know, making short possessions, and then all of a sudden this defense is left hanging to dry. But damn, we knew it was coming, but I was expecting it to happen later in the year because of that buyout situation.
Yeah. And you know, you're going to see a lot of this. Oh, can Georgia get him? Can Tennessee get him? You know, insert whoever. Will he be the offensive line coach? He's done.
He's done.
He's not. It's very, very rare you get a head coach. I mean, hell, even like Matt Luke, you know, that was, it took years. And then he went back to being an offensive line coach. That's so rare, particularly at his age. Dude, he's going to get a nice fat buyout here.
Yep.
He's got a vacation home. I mean, this dude is not coming back.
And Arkansas right now is upset with Sam, but in 6 months, they're going to love the guy, right? He could stay there forever. I don't think that it was I hate Sam situation. It was I hate how this football program is proceeding right now situation.
Well, it's kind of like I don't want to say loser mentality because that's not right. Hell, they still have one hell of a quarterback and an offense, but it just hell. I mean, it says it all when the leader of the athletic department says we cannot compete.
Yep,
you just can't have that. And I know Sam Pittman didn't say that. He shouldn't be. The one to have to answer for those questions, but we can't be losing to Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he deserved to be fired after that. You can't. I mean, it's pathetic what they showed yesterday. I guess Notre Dame.
Yeah,
should have been fired after that. So again, this was coming. You got to be a little bit more competitive than this. And here's where I hope this goes, Shane.
Yeah.
Because you're 100% right. Sam Pittman, he deserves respect, and he's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
If SEC Network knew what the hell what they were doing, hire his ass tomorrow to be, you know, a color commentator, just or in the studio or what, any capacity he wants to do, go get his ass. I don't think he could do better than that.
The last thing I want, Mike, is for him to disappear because, right. You know, Sam Pittman, you know, he was a success story. He was an offensive line coach that got an opportunity to be a head coach, and I felt like did it well. Compared to Chad Morrison, where we're at, I mean, he raised the standard back up a little bit there in Arkansas, and they just got used to winning. And when it wasn't happening, especially those close games, you did a fantastic graphic earlier that I saw. I mean, you look at the close game margins. That's how I determine if you're a good football coach or not, is are you winning those close games more times than not? And that's the problem that Sam Pittman had, was he was not able to do those moments. And so, I hate to see that he's outside of football, but I just hope that he doesn't completely shut down college football, because he's such a joy to be around.
Yeah, here's a graphic Shane was referencing. So these are the SEC coaches currently at their each school. So it doesn't count like Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. It doesn't count Kiffin at Southern Cal or Tennessee. Just at their current stops, and 15th all the way in one score games. Pittman 7-20. Better than Hugh Freeze, though. Okay. I did not make a graphic just to troll Hugh Freeze, I promise. But it was kind of fun, you know?
Is that what you did? You woke up like, what is Hugh Freeze really bad at, you know? Now we take him off the fired list. Who are we moving on to next, you know?
Right. Hey, I'll answer that real quick, Shane. The legend, JR.
Hell yeah, cuz.
He wants Pittman back in Athens after that performance we just saw. Sorry, JR.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Shout out, JR. Shane, he gifted Pooh Bear the Prophet. Pooh Bear,
welcome to the family.
And I think that's Sam Pittman's burner, if I'm not mistaken. Pooh Bear the burner over here. But,
let me ask you something, Mike. Let's just say, devil's advocate, Bobby P rolls into town as the head coach, and he wins X amount of games. He's retained as the head coach there at Arkansas.
No. We ain't doing this.
I mean, it happens. It happens more times than we'd like to admit. I mean,
I'll put it this way. If he beats Texas at Texas, and he beats Missouri, we can name him head coach. But they're going to be a 24-point underdog at Texas.
Yeah.
And they'll probably be a 10-point underdog at home against Missouri. So, sure. If he can beat those caliber of opponents, Shane, with this team, with this defense, he can be head coach. Short of that, no. We got to move on from old. I mean, he's old as hell, too.
I know.
And hell, he struggled at FCS to be head coach. He's a hell of a play caller. But that's about all I can say nice about Bobby Petrino, you know?
And I assume he is the interim coach.
They've announced that. So he is interim.
Him and Hunter have been emailing for 3 weeks now, plotting, waiting for this opportunity.
So natural question, Shane, where do we go from here? Because it ain't going to be Bobby Petrino.
Right.
But, you know, and again, we have no idea. I don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah.
But is it maybe here's a better question. Do they get, an active head coach? And at what level? Do they get a coordinator? Mm-hmm. Do they get a John Gruden? You know, do they get a wild card? I don't know. What do you think?
I'm looking for I really hope that it's somewhat a splash hire, you know? And Hunter has shown that he has that capability. I mean, when you look at the basketball team. So I feel like that would be knee-jerk reaction. If you're just a fan, that's what you want, Mike. You want to put all the money in the middle of the table. I mean, you had a chance to have Lane Kiffin as your head football coach, and you whiffed on that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I feel like, hey, if we're gonna get money involved, let's just go out and let's get the biggest damn name that's available that will be willing to come here to Arkansas.
But what is it? I mean, what is that?
I mean,
Is it a big name? You know what I mean? You're saying big name, but, you know, like, is Dan Mullen a big name? I would think not, based on what you're saying. But he's a good coach. But, you know, John Gruden is obviously a big name. I really don't think it's good. It's going to be fun. I hope it is John Gruden, but it ain't going to be. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm kind of not taking that too seriously. But
you do have the call, right? You do shoot the text, if you will, right? Say, hey, what you doing?
No, I think if we're in that situation, we're in rougher shape than I thought. This is a damn fine program.
Yeah.
I know it's not looked like it here recently, but they got hell of facilities. They're in the SEC.
Yeah.
They got money, too. They've just not quite tapped into it for whatever reason. Everything they're doing at Missouri, everything they're doing at Ole Miss, you can accomplish here at Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
They just got to – and probably not – I should ask you this too. Do we fire Juracek? I mean, his ass, I think, should have been gone yesterday. I don't trust that guy to do it. But, you know, if we can get alignment, if we get everybody moving on the right, it's not going to be easy.
Right.
It's not like Missouri and Ole Miss are doing this easy, but they are getting it done. What they're accomplishing can be accomplished at Arkansas. I really do believe it.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm surprised. You know, Hunter hasn't had a stern talking to, and it probably has behind closed doors. So I feel like whoever this coaching situation is, you know, it can get embarrassing. That's one thing about hiring. You've got a head start. There's only, what, two other programs that have open vacancy right now. And you have an opportunity to get a guy in there. You know what I'm saying? But if you make a mockery of this situation, or if you start getting publicly rejected, don't be surprised if old Hunter doesn't, you know, take a stray.
Man, some of these comments are outstanding. Shane, I'm 63, says Owl Shadow, and Sam wasted 10% of my life at his expense. Hey, shout out Barry. I mean, this is a hell of a point. They got John Calipari.
Yeah.
Talk about big name. Now, they needed Tyson Chicken to kind of float that and make it happen. Yeah. So I don't even think that was the damn AD. So, again, it kind of goes to what we're saying. I don't know if I trust this damn AD to make the hire, but someone of that nature.
Do you get Jerry Jones involved?
I mean, I would. Well, hell, he can't hire a football coach either. Richard Johnson says, rumor, Rhett Lashley, that's a popular one. SMU took them to the playoff last year. You know, it's obviously a different story in the SEC, but I think that's more important. That's more important than big name splashy.
Yeah.
Go get you a head coach that knows how to win.
Yeah.
And it's a bonus that he's got SEC experience.
I'm getting Golish. If it's me, that's who I'm going to get.
Yeah.
I'm heading to South Florida.
Same thing.
Yeah.
He's got head coach track record. He's got SEC experience. That's a hell of a – yeah. It'd be exciting. It'd be offense.
Mm-hmm.
I love that hire, Shane.
Yeah, that's the hire, isn't it? That's the hire no one wants outside of Arkansas.
Right, but here's the deal.
Yeah.
We assume Billy Napier's gone. Will they have to battle Florida for it?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like, you know, we went a whole year last year without firing any coaches, and it feels like we got to clean some houses, you know what I'm saying? Billy may not be the only one on the chopping block. And then you start looking at
Hugh Freeze. I mean, is he going to survive his Shane? Again, this is not updated. I was literally in the process of updating all these. He's 0-2 in the SEC. He's dog shit. His offense is, I mean, I put this out there. I'm curious to know when the Twitter poll ends, who's a worse play caller, Billy Napier or Hugh Freeze? Again, it's not even a joke. I mean, I'm looking at some of the numbers from last night. They were 0-for-13 on third down.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just awful. 8 rushing attempts. We'll have time to bash Freeze and Auburn for their A&M performance, but it's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, Missouri. God, I mean, they could get smoked in both those games.
Jeez.
How about this way, Shane? If Hugh Freeze loses to Georgia, Missouri, Bama, and one other.
Yeah.
Are we bringing him back?
No, Mike. No, absolutely not. I mean, we made so many excuses for him because he missed a bowl game last year.
Right.
And now we're saying, you know, he even made the joke. What did he say? Progress was like 6 wins or 7 wins. You know, that shows that he's made improvement. He came out.
That would be 6-6, in fairness.
Yeah.
Let's say he beats Arkansas, Kentucky, and Mercer. 6-6. That's what he told us in the offseason, Shane. Progress is 6-6. And everybody laughed. And I said, hey, maybe the man's onto something. You know, this is little old Auburn. You can win SEC, you can win the national championship, but in year 3 under Hugh Freeze, you can go 6-6. You know what?
Just last week, he was talking about the 3 permanents, you know, and he made the joke about why didn't they bring on Green Bay, and he says, the days are coming when 8 wins is a great season. He's setting the bar at 8, Mike.
Hey, they can still get there. They just got to run the table, yeah. Right?
Oh, my gosh. This is a team that will get picked through by the end of the season. You know, there is a lot of talent, and I think that's the main thing is we got so excited about the talent, and that's why we gave him a hall pass. But, you know, no, he's right there in line with them, and you want to talk about the ultimate. What if Bobby P comes in town and whoops him? You know what I'm saying? Get beat by an interim coach?
It's happened before. Remember Jimbo when he lost to Cadillac?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've written Bobby Petrino off, but you're right. I mean, what if he, again, is he winning at Tennessee? I mean, hell, I don't know. The Tennessee I saw the other day, they couldn't stop much on Mississippi State. But maybe a win like that rallies the fan base to where all that's going to do is get the support up where they're like, well, we got to consider this guy. You know what?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's the main thing. And I'm telling you, what I saw with Tennessee here the last couple of weeks, I worry about teams that have the ability to put points on the board. And with Bobby having nobody telling him what to do and what he can't do, I mean, park him Harleys, man. We got some partying to do up there in Arkansas.
Is that a legit concern, though? If, all right, Florida, that's going to open.
Yeah.
Based on, unless they go on a crazy run here.
Florida's opening. Auburn, potentially.
This is a similar from a couple of years ago. It's not quite the same because it was Arkansas was open, Missouri was open, and Ole Miss was open. Arkansas came close to getting Kiffin.
Yeah.
And they, obviously, he went to Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And then they targeted Drink.
Yeah.
And then he went to Missouri. I mean, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I know they just fired a coach. We're excited, and we're going to get our man. Could we be walking into a similar situation where, it, you know, just insert name, Golish, John Summerall. You know, if Florida offers you, if Arkansas offers you, what? On paper, I think it's easy to say Arkansas is not going to win that. But what does Arkansas have to do behind the scenes? Because maybe that's the difference, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a commitment of an NIL. Maybe it's a commitment of staffing.
Yeah.
Whatever. What do you think Arkansas would have to do to kind of beat one of those teams if they have to?
It's like a luxury tax, right? You know, you look at Florida, they have the luxury of being Florida Gators. You know, Auburn has the luxury of being Auburn, a team that has won national championship. Arkansas doesn't have that. So they're going to have to pony up, whether it's money up front or, like you said, whether it's a commitment to the NIL or a commitment, you know, and it has to be laid out. It can't just be words. It can't be a sales pitch. It's got to say, hey, this is the commitment we're willing to take to bring on your staff, to bring on new recruits in the future. There needs to be a 5-year layout here and the commitment to that coach coming in. But, you know, some of these other schools don't have to do that as much. So, and plus, you know, Hunter shot himself in the foot when he comes out here and talks to the boosters as if there's not a real commitment to his coach. You know what I'm saying? Am I going to hitch my wagon to that tractor? You know what I'm saying? A guy that is also a dead man walking at this point?
Hey, here's a big name I just thought of. And they're throwing out Gundy in the comments.
Yeah.
That's a no-go for me. Because
mm-hmm.
he is – here's the deal. 5 years ago, he was a really good coach.
Yeah.
College football's changed a lot in 5 years, Shane.
Right.
He does not seem to be fully on board. And I know this is going to hurt my argument for this next coach, but you're saying big name.
Mm-hmm.
SEC won a flex. The ACC could be in shambles here. I mean, I think it is.
Yeah.
I don't think people have seen the ramifications of it quite yet. But if they got this guy, it would be similar. It'd be even more impressive, but it'd be similar. I don't know if you remember or the cousins remember, Shane, but when they hired Bielema was coming off like 3-11 win seasons at Wisconsin or something crazy. It was like, how the hell did they get Bielema? Would you hire, if you could get him, now it'd probably take like a record contract and he'd be able to reset his clock. Would you take Dabo Swinney?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what I'm talking, you know, that's what you need. You come into Arkansas, big name, national championship, proven coach. He can get out from under the Clemson nonsense.
Yeah.
Maybe it's someone like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a great point because we don't know the future of the ACC right now. And
right.
and hell, the bullets he's taking right now. I mean, he's out here daily preaching about all the work that he's already put into this program. And if they're not appreciative, well, you know who is? Arkansas right now. Hell, you saw it with the basketball coach. They're talking about how many wins he's had. They're celebrating his championships, you know? So, right. yeah, I feel like that would be an ultimate hire for Arkansas.
Hey, Brandon says Napier, he just needs more time.
The problem is there's no beaches in Arkansas, so, you know.
Brian J., what about Brown from Louisville? Only if Nick Saban says no first. Ugh. You know what I mean?
He always pops up to coach your search, doesn't he?
He's from Louisville. He left the Big Ten for Louisville. There's no shot in hell. I mean, he's a hell of a coach. If you can get him, go get him.
What about this one? Jimbo. He's won a natty. You won a championship pedigree.
Get the hell out of here,
he
Jimbo.
Hasn't been gone long enough, you know.
If Jimbo ever resurfaces in this conference, we're in trouble. You know what?
Gus Malzahn, you know, that's another one that floats around.
Yeah, he's doing a good job at Florida State. Just like Jared Shady gifted a membership.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Jared.
To Hooked ATX. Hooked.
Welcome to the family. Les Miles. Oh my gosh, the names are rolling.
What if it's an assistant, is it a total failure? I mean, it doesn't have to be, right?
No, but it feels like those rarely work out, you know? I mean, besides Kirby.
I just think the SEC is so damn hard.
Yeah.
You're going to give a guy 2 years to figure it out?
It's almost like that whole recruiting transfer portal pitch that you tell me, you know, like, would you rather spend all your money and resources on a kid that's in high school, or would you rather and play 1 year at a school and then throw the money at him? I would rather do that to a head coach that has a little, like, so that's what I'm looking for, a successful SMU coach, a successful South Florida coach, you know, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for an assistant that could be, that's like buying a lottery ticket, you know?
How much would Georgia fans pay Arkansas to take Bobo? Isn't it funny that they're like, to hell with Bobo? Like a week ago, they're like, you know what? We were dead wrong. He smoked Tennessee. Now it's
Mike Bobo. Yeah. Know? We're going to rip his ass at Sunday tonight. So just be ready for that one as I wear my painted nails, for Christ's sake.
Hey, here's a good one. Shout out Bo. Jeff Traylor, UTSA coach, but he took that team in A&M, gave them a run for their money. He was a former assistant. I think it was under Chad Morris.
Oh, God.
Chad Morris did have some good assistants. And then, Texas high school legend. I mean, that makes sense. But, again, that's not splashy.
You know who else was a high school legend that coached in Arkansas? So, I mean, no, you're not going to sell me that one. I mean, it may work. It may work. But, no, I mean, I've got to see. I feel like Hunter's in that situation. Like, everything's going to be on this hire. He gets it wrong, he's gone.
Hey, do you remember this? Because I have no recollection. Jamie Davison, in 92, Arkansas beat number 4 Tennessee with interim coach Joe Kanz.
No. Any loss Tennessee had prior to 2000 is dead to me.
Okay. Yeah, this is the one Shane wants, Golish, the South Florida coach.
I think Golish would be fun.
Would you take Lincoln Riley?
No. Lincoln Riley, what is he? I mean, I saw some stupid stat line out there in USC. I think he would be willing to come back, though, because that ship is sinking. You know, it is taking on some water out there.
Right. Man, I can't believe we're not even a month into the season, Shane. Already our first firing. No firings last year.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild, isn't it?
And I think, let's see, moving forward, how many – you were thinking Napier's probably the next one, or at least on the list.
Yes.
And possibly Hugh Freeze. Anybody else safe? Coach Stoops safe?
I mean, he shouldn't be. His ass should have been gone already. But buyout may save him.
Yeah.
Can we get him another job? can one come open to where he would leave? That would be perfect for everybody. Man, I think it's just overreaction because it's way too early. How about this one, Shane? I'm just looking at the comments. These fans are furious about Brian Kelly.
Oof, I mean,
it's probably too early, right?
Too early. Lost just one game, but I mean, it's the fashion that he's winning games that's got the teams frustrated. We're going to get to this one here this evening as well. Talk about just a frustrating football team to watch. It's the LSU Tigers. You got this phenomenal defense, and then you pair it with it's like the opposite of Arkansas, you know? It's literally the opposite of Arkansas is LSU. Right.
Shane, we could have a situation here where we have three or four SEC coaches fired.
Yes.
And I think we could have one or two, maybe even three, leave for another job. How about that? So not fired, but maybe.
Right.
Could you imagine we had like seven new coaches next year?
Gonna be busy tracking planes, Mike. Hey, true serum here, Mike. If you were to tell me, what was I gonna ask you? Oh, man. Sorry, I got sidetracked with the plane. Keep going, my friend.
Deion Sanders.
Deion got me sidetracked. Deion was potentially, I mean, he wanted the job, didn't he? Didn't he want the Arkansas job?
Yeah. This was before Jackson State. I think that's why they didn't hire him. He literally had no coaching experience.
You can't do shit in Colorado, man. You can't. I mean, you can do whatever you want out there, but it win football games. I feel like if he could come over here, clean slate. I mean, I'm not saying hire Deion, but you want to talk about a lightning rod in the Southeastern Conference is bringing that kid over here.
Nick Saban, Arkansas?
No, Saban. Saban's done. Saban's done. I liked how they were chanting him when he was down there at Miami. They wanted him to come back, try one more try in the NFL, you know. They said, we forgive you.
All right. Anything else? Do you remember what you were thinking here?
No, I was just thinking, I can't. It was really good, too. Man, sorry.
I mean, how wild is this, though? I mean, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, DeBoer's got to go. His ass gone. Mm-hmm. They might have the best damn team in the SEC.
Yeah.
You know
what? I was wrong about that one. I had them right in the middle of fire, like buried. And the fact that they were able to, not just win, but they went out there to Athens and beat the shit out of them. They did. They had whatever. There was never a chance. Georgia never had a chance of that game, it felt like. And that kind of blows my mind just from where we started week one to where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. So, kid needs a raise.
Let me ask you this. Let's steer it back to Arkansas real quick.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of reaction to that. Are they better off without Sam Pittman? Because that's
– Yes.
You think so? I mean, this season?
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you, Mike. Is there an advantage – do you think there's an advantage of firing, being the first SEC vacancy? Because I would imagine they're going to be going after coaches that are actively coaching right now. Right. But there are a few names out there that are away from programs. So is there any added advantage, you think, in your opinion?
I don't know. Because, you know, I don't think they really hold true to it.
Yeah.
I think it's just kind of like a public thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of these coaches are like, I ain't discussing a job where there's already a coach in place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And hell, you ain't like, you know, throw out these names we've been talking about, Dabo and mm-hmm. Golish and Summerall. It's not like they're going to go to the presser and be like, Arkansas's open. That's interesting. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I don't know. I truly don't know if there's much advantage. But again, this is different times, right?
Yeah.
We got the portal. We got NIL. Mm-hmm. And now I think we got to show the boosters here in Arkansas. We got to show the fans. We got to show the players that we have some sort of they need to know what's coming.
Yes.
And we got to get them fired up because that portal opens I don't think they even have the date set yet, which is kind of crazy, but
I know there's like always a lot of fingers and it's like puppets, but Jimmy Sexton, all right, that's the name that's going to be coming up here. Do you think Arkansas makes this move if Jimmy doesn't have something lined up too? Because, I mean, Jimmy, that was Sam's guy, you know?
Well, here's the thing. The AD,
yeah,
which we think should be fired a long time ago, he's like, I ain't dealing with Jimmy, never.
Okay.
That's why he hired Sam Pittman, because he couldn't get – because Chad Morris was a Jimmy guy.
Yeah.
And he said, we're not paying buyouts. We're never doing it again. So he hired Sam Pittman, who was his agent, was like his friend,
yeah.
who was like a local lawyer. And then Sam Pittman had a good year. He fired the local friend, hired Jimmy, and got a big raise. So I don't know. Is that bridge burnt? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's not looking good, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, just I wonder if that relationship, because that's one of the things, like if you've got something that's maybe not on paper, but it's on paper, you know right. what I'm saying? Like, hey, we'll go ahead and get rid of them if you do this. So at the end of the day, Sam, I'm going to miss the guy.
I think you said it well. I think Jimmy Sexton will make the next hire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got somebody lined up. Or he's got a short list of people he's working with.
Yeah. What? Wait. All right. Hey, somebody just said, where's Pittman going? Again, he's not going anywhere.
No.
He's done coaching. But, all right, here it is, Shane. SEC Network or podcast? What would you enjoy more of Sam Pittman doing?
I don't know. Joining us. Come with us, Sam. We'll hang out. But truthfully, probably network, SEC Network.
I think he'd kill it.
Yeah, traveling around. Yeah. He's like the Nick Saban of game day. They could just bring him for the SEC version.
Yeah. A weekly hell, give him an hour with Paul. You know,
could you imagine
show,
him
you
bringing know? All that food out, and now Sam ain't got to watch his figure anymore? You know,
he's living life on that buyout life.
Hell,
you know,
yeah. You know, Sam checked his phone this morning. It's like those days. You remember that when it's like you check the weather app and you saw there's 4 inches of snow and you ain't got to go to work. That's what he's like. Hell yeah, no more teleconference. No more. He's blocking recruits right now. F you. I don't have to answer this phone. He probably threw that phone in the pool. Turn that damn jukebox up.
Yeah, it's probably a party over there. You know,
oh, Sam's having a party right now. Good for him. He hit that lottery ticket. He got a shot, and I thought he did well given the situation and circumstances. But you know, it's time. He brought Arkansas up from the depths of Chad Morris, and now it's 2025. It's time to take that next step. So
right,
it's a win-win for everybody
and forever, Shane. Whenever these coaches get fired,
yeah,
I'm certainly not celebrating Sam Pittman getting fired. But what I think of, and I'll probably think of this till the day I die, Coach O, how much you paying me? All right, point yeah. the door you want me to walk out of because I'm out of here. You know what?
I'm out of here, man.
All right, buddy. So, hey, we're going to be out of here too. We're going to hop on later tonight, same time, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, to break this all down. Anything else before we hop off?
No, Sam, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for swinging by our booths and taking the time. And I know he would have been by there this year if it wasn't so complicated to get up there. And I will always have respect for Sam just for that, because he saw a little old that SEC podcast. He took a chance, and that's why I'm going to support him in any venture he does moving forward. And hopefully in the offseason when the dust settles, we can get up there and talk a little college football, because the man's got some stories. He's an absolute legend.
Hell yeah. My favorite SEC coach, and wish him the best. You know what?
Absolutely, Sam. Love you to death, brother.
All right. We'll catch you here in a few. Bye-bye. All right.
See you guys.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.